主啊，我们又一次来到你的面前。
Lord, once again we come into thy presence.
我们深深的渴慕，要从你的话里面听见你今天向我们在说话。
We deeply desire that from your word you will speak to us today.
主，你知道人的脚步是非常容易的偏离你的道路。
Lord, you know well that man's footsteps very easily would go astray from your path.
你就用作你自己的话来矫正我们的心思和我们的脚步。
And you use your word to adjust and correct our path.
主，你当日如何在你的百姓的中间做工。
Lord, how you have worked in the past amongst your people.
你今天还是在你所买书的人当中做工。
Today you continue to work upon those whom you have redeemed.
所以到你面前来的时候，我们求神给我们有一个明亮的眼睛。
Therefore, as we come into your presence, we do ask God to give us a very clear vision.
就是给你赐人智慧和启示的灵所照明的眼睛。
To grant us eyes that has been given by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们可以看见你在属你的人的身上所做的一切的带领的原则。
So that we're able to see all the principles you lead us with.
从前到现在。
From the past to now.
人可以有各种各样的变化。
Man would be able to change in many ways.
但是都不能改变你做工的原则。
Nevertheless, your principles will never change.
是求我们的主，你让我们的眼睛一面是停留在你自己的身上。
Therefore, Lord, allow for our sight to be one fixed upon you.
一面也定睛在你所说的话的里面。
And on the other hand, to be fixed upon your spoken word.
叫我们里面不出差。
So that within we would not go wrong.
我们里面明亮。
Within we can be clear.
你就叫我们的脚步走得正直。
So that our footsteps can go on the right path.
主，我们一直在学一个功课，要尊你为大。
Lord, we continue to learn this lesson, which is to magnify you.
也相信你是要担起你所买书的众人的责任。
We also believe that you will also bear the responsibility of us who have been redeemed by you.
因此求我们的主，你要救我们脱离人的热心和关心。
Therefore, Lord, we do ask that you deliver us from man's zeal and care.
只赏赐我们有单一的信心停留在你手中的工作。
But only grant us a sole faith to remain in the working of your hand.
主啊，你看重你自己的见证比我们去体会的更深。
Lord, you put more focus upon your testimony more than we can ever imagine.
因此求我们的主，你让我们在你面前不突然的走过你领我们所走的路。
Therefore, Lord, we do ask that as you lead us through the path that we go through, we would not go through in vain.
晚上求你再一次用着耶利米书的话向我们再说话。
This evening, we do ask that you use the words of Jeremiah to speak to us once again.
我们都在这里等候你。
We are waiting for thee here.
主啊，纪念我们。
Lord, remember us.
我们将祷告仰望。
We look and pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天要从36章再接回过去我们所交通过的。
Tonight we'll continue in chapter 36 to review what we have shared before.
弟兄姊妹记得，当犹大的百姓越来越背上神的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you recall as the people of Judah continue to rebel more and more against God.
神差遣耶利米不停地向他们说话。
God sent Jeremiah to continue to speak to them.
但是他们不听。
Yet they did not listen.
他们总是觉得他们自己的想法是准确。
Nevertheless, they felt that their way of thinking is correct.
没有以为神的话是我们生活行动的指导。
They did not deem the word of God to be direction of our daily living.
因此好像把神逼到一个地步。
Therefore, it seems as if they have forced God to a certain point.
神就宣告, 他要与他的百姓重新立约。
God declared that he has to once again establish his covenant with his people.
用作新约来带领他名下的人继续去完成他的目的。
To use his new covenant to continue his guidance upon his people.
当神这样宣告了以后,
After God proclaimed this,
耶利米书的那个记载啊, 就好像又跑回头了。
It seems as if the recording in the remaining chapters of the book of Jeremiah has go back.
因为神对他们说那些话的时候, 是在西底家做王的时候。
Because the previous word spoken to them by God was during the reign of Zedekiah.
从35章开始, 神好像就把那个历史倒回来一段的日子。
It seems as if after chapter 35, God goes back in time and starts over to speak with them.
是在约雅敬做王的时候, 神让耶利米去找到利家族的人来请他们喝酒。
It is during the time of the reign of Jehoiakim to find the tribe of the Rahabs to speak to them, to invite them for wine.
但是利家族的人不喝。
Yet, they would not drink it.
神就用着耶利米指着这一件事情来宣告犹大的无知。
Therefore, God uses Jeremiah to speak of the foolishness of Judah.
这是利家族的人，他们尊重他们祖先的吩咐，到现在都不喝酒。
God says the Rahabites honor the teaching of their fathers, even until today, they do not touch wine.
也不住在房子里头。
And they do not live in houses.
但是神的百姓却一再的拒绝神的话。
Yet the people of God continue to resist the word of God.
那这是35章。
This is in chapter 35.
而是神就用着利家族的子孙的对祖宗的那个吩咐的遵守来指出犹大百姓的愚昧。
This is how God used the tribe of the Rahabites to follow, to honor the teachings of their fathers, to point out the foolishness of the people of Judah.
我们从36章再接上去,
if we continue on in chapter 36,
弟兄姊妹你很清楚地看见,
brothers and sisters, clearly you can
see 36章就和35章的那个15节有很密切的关系。
Chapter 36 is closely connected to Chapter 35, verse 15.
而36章的事情就是呼应了35章的15节。
The matters in chapter 36 response echoes to chapter 35.
我们看看35章的15节那里说什么。
Now let us see what chapter 35, verse 15 says.
15节那里就说。
Verse 15 reads,
我从早起来差遣我的仆人众先知去。 说你们的个人当回头离开恶道，改正行为，不随从侍奉别神，就必住在我所赐给你们和你们列祖的地上。只是你们没有听从我。I've
sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me.
我们读35章的时候是也一再指出，在35章的里边，神一直盯着这件事，你们没有听从我。When
we read chapter 35, we continue to point out upon this very specific fact that God has pointed out to them, you have not hearkened unto me.
三番四次的在那里指出。 犹大人在神面前的那一个破口。
Repeatedly, God points out to the people of Judah what they have given ground to, that is, they have not hearkened unto him.
那现在36章呢?
Now in chapter 36,
那神就告诉耶利米,
God tells Jeremiah,
那是在约雅敬做王第四年的时候,
and it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim.
告诉耶利米做什么呢?
What did God tell Jeremiah?
他说你把我从约西亚王的年间开始，一直到现在，我跟犹大的百姓说了多少的话，你都记录下来。
From the days of Josiah, even until today, all the words which I have spoken unto thee against Judah, write them down.
不仅是对犹大说的
，not only against Judah，
对以色列也说的
，against Israel，
对各国也说了
，and against all the nations，
你都写在其上
，write them in this book。
那弟兄姊妹，你留意神让耶利米写这样的一卷书
，brothers and sisters， take note， God wants Jeremiah to write this book。
那很显然，你看到起码有两个作用在那里。
Apparently, you can see at least two functions.
头一个作用
，the first，
他要让犹大的百姓记得。
He wants the people of Judah to remember.
神已经不止一次提醒他们。
God has not only reminded them just once.
他们提醒他们好多好多遍了。
God has reminded them many, many times.
从他的父亲约西亚的时候开始。
Even from the day of his father Josiah.
神就一直用着他的话来鼓励他的百姓。
God uses his word to encourage his people.
一直说到现在。约雅敬第四年
Even until today, the fourth year of the reign of Jehoiakim.
虽然你说时间很长，也不能说是太长。
Even though you say this is a long period of time, it is not that long.
但是你说短，也有二三十年。
Yet it is not short, it is over 20-30 years.
那在这二三十年的里边，神一直用着他的话去照亮他的百姓。
Within these 20-30 years, God continued to use his words to enlighten his people.
让他们知道该如何回转，行在正道上。
So they ought to know how they need to repent and go on the right way.
为什么呢
？Why?
为了要叫他们长久的可以居住在神应许给他们祖宗的地。
It is in order that they can continue to dwell in the land which God has given to them and their fathers.
不仅是住在那里。
Not only to dwell there.
是长久的住在那里。
But it is to dwell there forever.
这个是神很清楚借着耶利米说话的目的。
This is a very clear purpose which God uses Jeremiah to speak unto them.
神这样说话，那这个根据就是神与以色列人立约的时候，借着生命记所发表的那些内容。
The foundation of this covenant God has made with the Israelites is based on the content of the word spoken in Deuteronomy.
在生命记里，神告诉他的百姓说，你们若是活在神的话的里边，你们就永远活在这个应许里。
In Deuteronomy, God promises the Israelites, if you live within my words, you will perpetually continue to dwell in this land.
如果你们不照着神的话去活，
if you do not live according to the word of God,
那你们就为自己制造许许多多的咒诅。
You will bring about for yourself many curses.
那这个是对犹大人来说很清楚的。
To the people of Judah, they should be very clear.
但是神叫耶利米写下来的话不仅仅是写犹大的上犹大说的话。
Yet the words which God wants Jeremiah to write down is not only just against Judah.
也说到关乎以色列的话。
It also
北方的十个支派的国的话。
Concerns Israel, that is the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes.
还有各国的话
and even words against all the nations.
那说这些话呢的目的又在哪里呢？
Now what is the purpose of these words?
那弟兄姊妹你留意，
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这一个时候，
At this time,
以色列已经亡国了好多年了。
The nation of Israel has already been destroyed for many years.
200年以上了。
Over 100-200 years.
那犹大的周围的列国呢？
And the nations that's around Israel, Judah.
比方说推罗了，西顿了，那个亚门了，摩亚了，这些国家。
For example, these nations, Tyre, Sidon, Ammon.
神让犹大人看见。
God shows the people of Judah.
神怎么说这些国家的结果？
How God proclaimed the end of these nations.
事实就是怎样的出现。
That is how they were fulfilled.
那这样很明显给 给犹大人一个镜子。
Very evidently, this gives the people of Judah a reflection.
神的话没有落空的。
The word of God does not fall empty.
神的话说了就是执行的。
When the word of God is spoken, it will be executed.
你看看你周围的列国。
Now just take a look at the nations around you.
你看看你北方的那个以色列。
Look at your northern kingdom, Israel.
你就知道神的话是那样的确实。
Very well, you know the word of God is sure.
那因此，在神的话语的照明的底下。
Under the enlightenment of the word of God.
犹大人啊，要悔改，要回转。
The people of Judah, oh, you must repent, you must return.
那这是神让耶利米写下这一卷书的那一个意思。
This is the meaning, the purpose which God wants Jeremiah to write down this book.
那当神这样吩咐耶利米以后。
Now, after God commanded Jeremiah to do this.
那么耶利米就邀请了一个文士叫做巴录。
Jeremiah invited a scribe, Barak,
来到他那里,
to come to him.
他就告诉他说,
he told him,
我因为是给他们监管着,
because I have been imprisoned,
我没有办法随意的到圣殿那去,
I cannot go as I want to the house of God.
那现在我把神要说的一些话告诉你,
now I will tell you the word of God.
你把它写下来,
write them down.
然后等到那个过节的日子,
and then in the day of fasting,
你就上圣殿那里边去宣读,
read them in the temple,
盼望那些人听见神对他们说的话,
perhaps when the people hear the word of God,
他们就悔改就回转,
they will repent and return.
那巴录就把耶利米所说的一些话都记下来。
Therefore, Barak recorded all the word of Jeremiah.
等到第二年。
The second year.
就是那第九节那里说了。
That is in verse 9.
等到第二五年的九月。
And it came to pass in the fifth year in the ninth month.
这个是一个什么节期呢?
What festival is this?
那按照犹太人的九月来说。
According to the people of Judah in the ninth month.
这应该是在祝棚节的那一段时候。
This should be during the period of the Feast of the Tabernacle.
整个的犹大人他们的秋收完毕了以后，他们都到耶路撒冷来过节。
After the autumn harvest, all the people of Judah will come to Jerusalem for this festival.
那巴录就在那个时候，在圣殿里边把耶利米所说出来的话就宣读出来。
It was at this time Barak went into the temple to proclaim to read the word which was spoken by Jeremiah.
好了。
Now,
那当这些话宣读出来以后，
after these words were read,
我们留意到一些反应了。
We can take note of some responses.
十一节开始，
starting with verse 11,
那里提到一大堆的文士。
There it mentions a few scribes.
他们都是和王有相当的联络的。
They all have some connection with the king.
那他们听见这些话。
After they heard these words,
他们里面就生发一个敬畏神的心。
Within, they have this heart to fear God.
他觉得
they felt,
这些话必须要让王知道听见。
We must let the king know of these words and let the king hear them.
那所以他们就差遣一个人去把这个书和这些话带到约雅敬那里去。
Therefore, they had some individual bring the scroll and the one reading these words to Jehoiakim.
但是同时呢，
but at the same time,
又叫巴录和耶利米你们躲起来。
At the same time, they told Barak and Jeremiah to hide themselves.
不要给人找到你们。
Do not let them be found.
因为那些人也许会加害于你们。
Perhaps if you're found, you will be harmed.
那事情他们就这样做了。
That's what they did.
那当这一批文士，或是说这一批在犹大人中间当时也做首领的一批人。
Now these scribes, or in other words, these so-called leaders during that time amongst the people of Judah.
他们就进到王宫里面去。
They came into the palace.
就把这些话告诉约雅敬。
They told these words to Jehoiakim.
约雅敬就说。
Jehoiakim said,
把耶利米说巴录记下来的那个书卷去拿来给他。
bring the scroll which was written by Barak that was spoken of by Jeremiah. And so when the scroll was brought to the king,
那弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, take note. You can take note what was the response of Jehoiakim at that time.
他好像满不在乎,
it seems as if he did not pay any attention to it at all.
把书带到他面前去的文士只念了三四篇。
When the scribe who read it to him, three or four columns.
中文圣经里边还有一个小字说，或者三四行。
In the Chinese footnote, it says not three or four times, but three or four lines.
并不太多的那些字句。
Nevertheless, it was not read to him enough many times.
月雅敬啊，他理都不理。
He did not pay any attention to it.
他就把那个文士们用的那些刀啊，就把整本书啊都割破了。
He used the penknife of the scribe to cut it.
把它扔在火盘的里头。And
he threw it into the fire.
因为那个时候是过冬的时候，他们都烧起那个火盘来吃。
It was during the winter time, so they had the fire burning in the censer to keep warm.
全卷书都烧光了。Therefore,
he burned the whole book.
那这是他们王对待这个书的那个态度。That
was the attitude the king had toward this book.
很明显我们就看到。Very
evidently, we can see.
他根本就不把神的话放在眼里。He
did not put in at sight at all the word of God. He did not even want to hear it. He did not want to see it. He did not even honor God as God. Not only him,
他的大臣,
even his high officials,
也都是一样,
it's the same.
根本就没有把这个当作一回事。
They were not mindful of this at all.
并且啊，还安排人去把耶利米跟巴录要抓来，要处置他们。He
also sent men to find Barak and Jeremiah so he can deal with them.
我们感谢神。We
thank God.
26节的末了，那句话说，耶和华却把他们隐藏。At
the end of verse 26, it says, "But the Lord hid them."
上面是文士们叫他们，你们躲起来啊，不要给人发现。Previously,
it was the scribe who told them to hide so you will not be found.
但事实上呢,
but the fact is,
是神把他们隐藏起来。It
is the Lord who hid them.
没有让他们落在人的手里。So
that they would not fall into the hands of men.
那好了,
now,
现在我们要留意一些事情。We
have to take note of a few matters.
弟兄姊妹你留意到,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在月雅经做王的时候,
during the reign of Jehoiakim,
还有少数的名士,
there are still a few number in the scribe.
还有少数的一些因着神的话而产生敬畏的心的人。
Oh, there are few in numbers, those by the word of God will have fear.
虽然, 他们起不了太大的作用,
yet they would not have a big function. Yet there are still a few of these. They still stand before God. They will still tell the word of God to the king. Yet they're not able to influence the king. Yet they did not forsake God. They still know there are individuals who stand in the presence of God to serve Him. They ought not to hide the heart of God. This is some of the situation at that time. Brothers and sisters, remember that first. Because later on when we share, I will point out a very serious issue with brothers and sisters. And we also take note. When Jehoiakim cut the scroll and burned the scroll,
神就告诉耶利米说,
God told Jeremiah,
你再取一卷书来, 重新把那些话都写上去,
write yet another scroll,
明明在那里宣告巴比伦王一定要来毁灭这个地。
Clearly proclaiming that the king of Babylon will destroy the city.
神也要怎样来处置这个地。
And how God will deal with this land.
并且再加上一个咒诅。
And add on this curse.
那就说到犹大王约雅敬他后裔中没有人可以再坐大卫的宝座。
It speaks of the fact that the descendants of Joachim, none of his heirs will sit on the throne of David.
那这个我们以前已经提过他了。
Before we already mentioned about this.
但是我们现在要留意的是什么呢？
Now what is it that we need to take note of?
人可以在那里拒绝神的话。
Man would be able to resist the word of God there.
人可以在那里破坏神的话。
Man can destroy the word of God.
人甚至在那里把神的话都烧掉。
Man can even burn the word of God.
但是有没有改变神的话呢？
Yet does it change the word of God?
没有改变神的话。
No, not at all.
神告诉耶利米说
God told Jeremiah,
重新写过了，写出来。
Once again, write the words.
重新写出来的是什么呢？
What is written again?
从前说过的。
It is the spoken word.
再加上一些神咒诅抵挡神的人的话。
And add on the curses to those who resist the word of God.
我们所特别留意的是这一个。
That's what we pay special attention to.
不管神的话在地上遭遇到什么样的情形。
Regardless of what situation the word of God encounters in this land.
人欢迎也好。
Whether man welcomes it.
人拒绝也好。
Whether man resists it.
人羡慕也好。
Whether man admire it.
人抗拒也好。
Or man reject it.
但是这一切都不能改变神的心意。
Yet none of this can change the heart of God.
神还是照样的把他的话留下来。
God still allows his words to remain.
让人明白。
So man would understand.
神心里面所想的意念是什么。
What is the heart, the thought in God's heart?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有一件事情我们真的是需要主给我们里面很明亮。
There is one thing we truly need for the Lord to show us very clearly within.
尤其做事在学术上面比较多涉猎的一些人。
Especially for those who are paying more attention to the technical part of matters.
你给他一本书看。
When you give them a book to read.
你猜他们首先看的是什么？
Guess what they will first look at in this book.
不是作者。
Not the author.
不是题目。
Not the theme.
先看。
But they first look at
什么时候出的吧。
It is when it was published.
如果是从前出过的。
If it was published before.
那现在手上的是第几版。
They want to see what edition this is.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么会有这样的习惯呢？
Brothers and sisters, why would this be a habit?
因为这人的心思的里面总是觉得。
Because in man's heart they would feel.
摆在人面前的东西需要不断的修正。
What is placed before man, it must continually be edited and changed.
早期的那些东西都不太准确。
Those from earlier publications are not as accurate.
如果能存留到现在，那它必须要经过许许多多的修改。
If it is kept until now, it must have been updated many times.
不然的话就不适合现在的那种光景。
Otherwise, it is not fitting the times.
弟兄姊妹们，千万不要上撒旦的这一个当。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot fall into this trap of Satan.
对于人讲的话，你可以这样听。
With the spoken word of man, we can accept it that way.
但是对于神讲的话，你绝对不能存这样的心。
But with the spoken word of God, we absolutely cannot have this
heart. 我想弟兄姊妹，你知道那个理由在哪里。
I think brothers and sisters, you realize where the reason is.
人是短暂的。
Man is temporal.
人所领会的是有限。
What man is able to understand is very limited.
所以新的就推翻老的。
So the new would overthrow the old.
这是人。
That is man.
但是神是不是这样呢？
Is God that way?
神不是这样。
God is not that way.
神是从永远到永远的神。
God is a God from everlasting to everlasting.
他是一点都不改变的神。
He is a God who never changes.
时间不能 改变它。
Time cannot change him.
空间不能改变它。
Space cannot change him.
历史也不能动摇它。
History cannot shake him.
它就是这样的固定在天。
That is how he is set in heaven.
它的宝座是固定在天。
His throne is enthroned in heaven.
他说的话也是固定在天。
His spoken word is also set in heaven.
没有任何的事物可以去改变神所说的话。
Nothing is able to change the spoken word of God.
人要用人的领会、人的习惯来放在神的身上去实行。
If man wants to use their understanding, their habits to put it upon the word of God,
这个是错的，不能再错的事。
That is absolutely wrong. That it cannot be any more wrong.
他根本就不认识神。
That is not understanding God at all.
他因为神是跟我们一样。
Because they think God is just like us.
会衰老的。
He will grow old.
会过去的。
He will pass away.
会脸上有皱纹的。
He will have wrinkles.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他是永远不改变。
He is a God who never changes.
他的话语一出来,
once his words come out,
就安定在天,
they are set in heaven.
Oh, 我们读以赛亚书的时候,
when we read Isaiah,
你看到神的话怎么来说呢?
You can see how the word of God is.
他说雨雪从天而降,
that it says the rain comes from heaven.
突然返回,
it will not return empty.
那神的话呢?
For the word of God,
更是不突然返,
it will not go empty.
神的话一出来,
when the word of God comes forth,
就一定要成就。
It will be fulfilled.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
所以当约雅敬他以为把神的话撕掉了。
Now when Jehoiakim thought he had tore the word of God.
就可以让人不说话了。
So now God cannot speak.
就让可以让耶利米不敢说话了。
Now Jeremiah would not dare speak anymore.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
耶利米还是说话。
Jeremiah still spoke.
神还是说话。
God still spoke.
并且说的是同样的话。
And he spoke the same word.
没有更改一点点。
It did not change a bit.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
他一直在那里把神要说的话清清楚楚的表达出来。
Jeremiah continues to speak very clearly all the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
31节那里。
Verse 31 there.
就说到王和百姓根本就不要听神的话。
It speaks of the fact that the king and the people absolutely did not want to hear the word of God.
但是32节那里。
But verse 32.
神就告诉耶利米跟巴录说。
God told Jeremiah and Baruch.
取另外一卷书来把我跟你们说的话
Take another roll and write again the words that I spoke to you.
另外再加上许多
And there add besides many.
相反的话
many,
相反的话
many like words.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你留意到
Take note.
这里记录了那个约雅敬烧毁神说的话
Here,
这一件事
records the event of Jehoiakim burning the word of God
指出了当时犹大的百姓他们在神面前的实在的光景
It speaks for us a reflection of the condition of the people of Judah's hearts
但弟兄姊妹你注意
But take note
这一个时候在神面前的抵挡
At the resistance before God at this time
主要的是在王的身上
Mainly it was upon the king
和大臣们的身上
and the high-ranking officials.
弟兄姊妹先注意这个事实
Brothers and sisters, first pay attention to that fact.
然后到了37章
And then in verse 37
37章跟36章当中就隔了十几二十年
Now, between chapter 36 and 37, there is about 10-20 years.
那是西底家做王的时候。
Now is during the reign of Zedekiah.
也就是犹大最末后的一个王。
It is the
在位的时候。
It is the reign of the last king of Judah.
那时耶路撒冷已经是给尼布甲尼撒的军队围攻做的。
At this time, Jerusalem was already besieged by the army of Nebuchadnezzar.
在这一个时候
At this time,
那第二节那里又这样的记着
Verse 2 records
他说西底家和他的臣仆并国中的百姓都不听从耶和华借先知耶利米所说的话
But neither he, Zedekiah, nor his servants, nor the people of the land did hearken unto the words of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你留意了
Brothers and sisters, take note.
在约雅敬的时候
During the reign of Jehoiakim,
是王和大臣们不听。
It was the king and the high officials that did not hear the word of God.
在那一个时候，还有少数的人，他们因着神的话而心上神存着敬畏。
At that time, there was still a small number of people by the word of God will still have fear.
但是到了西底家做王的时候,
but now during the reign of Zedekiah,
到了37章的时候,
in chapter 37,
我们就看见了,
we're able to see
那是以神的话为不可接受的人。
Amongst those people who did not accept the word of God, now has added the people of the land.
弟兄说你看到那个范围,
brothers and sisters, you see the boundary has grown.
在约雅敬的日子是上层不要神。
During the days of Jehoiakim, it was the higher level that did not want God.
他还不敢放肆。
Those on the very basic level, they're not still live loosely.
但现在到了37章，西底家做王的时候,
now in chapter 37, when Zedekiah was reigning,
你看到一件事了,
you can see one thing.
上层不然是不要神,
the upper level, of course, did not want God.
但你现在连基层, 都拒绝神了,
now, even on the very elementary level, they are rejecting God. But one thing is very different, unique.
我们看看,
when we take a look, we will know.
第三节,
verse
3. 西番雅去见先知耶利米说求你为我们祷告耶和华我们的神
And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Jeremiah Shelemiah and Zephaniah the son of Messiah the priest to the prophet Jeremiah saying pray now unto the Lord our God for us
你看到这个西底家他还有点心思愿意寻求神
Now it seems as if Zedekiah still has some heart to seek after God. Now he is the highest level. But when we look into this individual, it's very interesting. Later on when we read it, we'll know what the problem is. Now under one condition, did Zedekiah go and ask Jeremiah to pray for Judah?
好像还想到要寻求神呢。
It seems as if he still thought about, I must seek after God.
我不敢说西底家是不安好心。
I dare not say that Zedekiah did not have any good intentions.
不过确实我们看见这一个人是非常犹疑不定的。
But truthfully, we can see he is one who goes back and forth.
但是待会我们要看他为什么会犹疑不定。
Later on, we can see why he is very shaky, wishy-washy.
我们先来看看他这里。
Now let us first look at him here.
他请求耶利米来为着犹大祷告。
He asked Jeremiah to pray for Judah.
那为什么以前不叫 耶利米祷告,
why did he not ask Jeremiah to pray before?
现在就要请求耶利米祷告呢?
Now he must ask Jeremiah to pray.
因为在这一个时候, 形式上好像有一点点的改变。
Because it is during this time, it seems like now the situation is somewhat changed.
什么事情改变呢?
What circumstance changed?
因为在这个事情发生以前, 耶路撒冷已经给围困了。
Because during this time, right before it happened, Jerusalem has been besieged, has been surrounded.
什么时候呈现? 那谁都不敢在那里猜测。
They dare not guess how soon it will be before the city will fall.
但是总是觉得,
but they will feel
耶路撒冷给攻陷的日子不会太远。
The days of Jerusalem's fall is very close.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
巴比伦人的军队撤退了。
The army of the Babylonians retreated.
那这是眼见里面的光景。
That is what they saw physically.
那为什么巴比伦的军队撤退呢?
Now, why did the army of the Babylonians retreat?
这里就说出,
Here it says,
因为埃及的军队来进攻巴比伦军队的车翼。
Because it was the army of the Egyptians who came to attack the army of the Babylonians.
因为在犹大王国以前呢、啊、
Because before Judah, its nation was destroyed.
巴比伦的那个势力还没有伸张到那个中东来的时候。
Before the power of Babylon was strong and has extended to the Middle East.
埃及是那个时候是最大的一个强国。
Egypt was the strongest nation there, the biggest nation.
而犹大在那个时候好像成了那个埃及的一个附庸国。
And it was at that time that Jerusalem, Judah was a vessel to Egypt.
埃及就成了犹大的宗主国。
And it was the father country of, Egypt was the mother country of, Jerusalem at that time.
那所以当耶路撒冷给围攻的时候。
So when Jerusalem was surrounded.
那法老就率领着军队来, 进攻巴比伦军队的
Pharaoh led an army to attack the Babylonian army so they will retreat.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得在战场上。
Now, brothers and sisters, realize in the battlefield.
面对面来战争啊，那就是看谁强谁弱了。
When you fight face to face combat, it is whoever stronger will win.
完全是战术的问题。
It is all a matter of the strategy.It is,
那个 technique.
It is a matter of the technique.
但是如果
But
不是从正面来攻打
If it is not attacking in the front
而是在兵力的运用上面从侧翼或者从后方来去攻打敌人的话
When you're attacking the enemy from the side or from behind,
这个就是战略的问题了
that,
就是那个 strategy.
Then it has to do with strategy.
那现在呢法老的军队从战略上来说他们在特意来威胁巴比伦的军队
Now in the strategy, it is the army of Pharaoh on the side attacking and is threatening the army of the Babylonians.
从巴比伦军队的后边来拖他的后腿。
Or you can say they're dragging the foot of the Babylonians from behind.
所以巴比伦人就从耶路撒冷撤军。
So the people of Babylon must retreat from Jerusalem.
但这个撤军呢、啊、是战略上的撤军。
When they retreated, it was only temporal.
不是战术上的撤军。
They retreated because of the strategy, not because of the technique.
他这一个撤军呢、啊、他是要重新来布置他们的阵势要把埃及的军队来打败。
When they retreated in this way, it was only to reinforce themselves to set their array to defeat the people of Egypt.
是在这样的情形的底下。
It was under that situation.
犹大人以为得意了。
The people of Judah thought they were safe.
因为他们在眼见里面看见巴比伦人撤军了。
Because physically they saw that the Babylonians retreated.
啊，我们有救了。
Now we're saved.
我们有希望了。
Now we have hope.
巴比伦人不能对我们有什么作为了。
The Babylonians cannot do anything to us.
所以他这个时候。
So at this time.
西底家就来找耶利米。
Zedekiah came to Jeremiah.
为着犹大祷告。
For the sake of Judah, pray.
叫犹大能脱离巴比伦沦亡的手。
So that Judah can be delivered from the hands of the Babylonians.
但是哪里晓得。
Unbeknownst to him.
耶利米明显告诉他
Jeremiah told him
巴比伦的军队还要再回来的
The Babylonians will return again
法老的军队他是会撤退回他本国去的
Pharaoh's army will go back to their own land
因为那个时候法老的军队根本没有办法和巴比伦的军队来对抗
Because at that time, the army of Pharaoh cannot stand against the army of the Babylonians.
而主力一接触，他们就马上就垮了。
When the main power, the forces collide, they will fall.
那所以耶利米就很清楚告诉他说， 埃及人来不了这里。
Jeremiah told him very clearly that Egyptians cannot come here.
巴比伦的军队一定要卷土重来。
The Babylonian army will once again return.
他们卷土重来的时候。
And when they return,
就把耶路撒冷攻取了。
They will destroy Jerusalem.
就要把耶路撒冷焚烧了。
And they will burn Jerusalem.
所以他还是告诉西底家说。
So he still told Zedekiah,
你还是去投降吧。
You must go surrender.
你如果不投降的话。
If you do not surrender,
那你就要遭遇到很不简单很不简单的那个对待了。
If you will not surrender, you will be greatly mistreated.
在这样的一个情形底下
，and under this situation，
西底家王，你就看到他的犹豫了。
Zedekiah， you can see his hesitation。
西底家王也许真的有点意思要投降巴比伦人。
Zedekiah， maybe he has some intentions to surrender to the Babylonians。
但是他看一看。
Yet,
当前的那个环境
when he took a look around him,
他没有办法做这个决定。
He was not able to make this decision.
因为到了这个时候
because at this time,
坐在宝座上的是西底家。
It was Zedekiah who was on the throne.
但是真正掌权的不是他。
But it was not Zedekiah who had the real power.
那一个时候能影响着整个犹大的那个权柄落在那些军长们的手上。
It was in the power, in the hands of the general who was able to affect Jerusalem, Judah.
也落在那些大臣们的手上。
It was in the hands of the high officials.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
西底家去把耶利米请来让他祷告。
When Zedekiah sent for Jeremiah to come and pray,
是有他的目的。
He had his purpose.
他也真的计算过他们没有办法跟巴比伦王继续对抗下去的。
He really counted and calculated they cannot continue to resist the Babylonians.
但是他又不敢下决心。
Yet he was not. He was afraid to make the decision.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在底下我们就看到。
Because even later on, you can read.
他说：“如果我投降啊。
”If I surrender,
很多犹大的百姓都要来对付我。
There will be a lot of people of Judah against me.
我就没有办法了。
I have no way then.
那这也是真话。
That is true.
他觉得他们羞辱我的时候我受不了。
He felt that if he was shamed by the people, he cannot take it.
但是耶利米很明确地告诉他。
But Jeremiah told him very clearly,
你一定会碰到这样的下场。
This will be your end.
那好了。
Now,
暂时把这个事情搁一搁。
We'll just put this aside for now.
现在招了敌人的军队退走了。
Now, the Chaldeans retreated.
耶路撒冷解了围。
Jerusalem was delivered.
他们已经很长久很长久给围困在城里。
They have been besieged for quite a long time.
现在城门可以重新开放。
Now again, they're able to open the gate.
很多人就出城了。
Many people went out.
他们就离开耶路撒冷。
They would leave Jerusalem.
因为他们心里面也知道巴比伦军队还要会再来的。
In their hearts, maybe they knew the Babylonians will return again.
那当众人都在那里出城的时候
，As they were all leaving the city,
耶利米又出城。
Jeremiah also wanted to go out.
耶利米当时出城
，When Jeremiah wanted to go out,
是有点疏忽。
He was careless.
他不应该出城的。
He should not go out the city.
因为他既然 是为神宣告的那些事情,
since he proclaimed those matters for God,
神也明明告诉他说, 神保守他,
God clearly told that God will keep him.
那他是不应该出城,
he should not go out the city.
但是当时他出城的理由呢?
But the reason for his going out of the city,
他不是逃避那个难处,
it was not to escape the difficulty.
弟兄们还记得前几章里面就说到, 他跟他的堂弟应该是堂弟他叔叔的儿子 买了一块地吗?
Brothers and sisters, you still recall a few chapters ago, he bought a piece of land from his cousin.
那现在他就好像想着, 趁着这样的一个机会, 到边牙明地去探看, 买过来的那一块地是究竟是怎么样?
Now, maybe he thought it was during this time, he should go into the land of Benjamin to see about this piece of land.
但弟兄们记得,
but brothers and sisters, remember, when God told him to buy that piece of land, it is not for him now to receive the inheritance.
乃是借着在这样的光景的底下还去做地图的买卖, 来表达神对犹大人的一个应许,
it is under this condition that he would still exchange for land to express the fact that God's promise upon the people of Judah will be fulfilled. Because when we read that passage, we already mentioned, even during that time of warfare, who would buy land?
你买了过来的时候, 你能不能承受那还是一个大问题。
After you buy the land, you don't even know if you can keep it.
但神告诉耶利米说你去买下来。
But God told Jeremiah to buy it.
买上来以后虽然经过一段荒凉的日子,
after you buy it, even though it will go through days of desolation,
终极我要把整个的那个犹大地来复兴的,
but at last I will revive the land of Judah.
你绝不会吃亏的,
you will not take a loss.
那神已经把话说在前面了,
God already spoke his words before.
耶利米要不要去看
now does Jeremiah need to look at the piece of land which he's bought? That is not important at all.
他留在耶路撒冷,
it should be that he remained in the city of Jerusalem to continue to manifest the heart and desire of God. That is more important.
但是那时他做了一件不是灵,
but at that time, he did not do something very correctly. He wanted to go out to the land of Benjamin to look at the land which he bought.
结果呢,
the result,
he was stopped
by those who resisted him.
硬说,你一直要劝王投降巴勒底人,
he enforced him to say upon him, you continue to convince us to surrender to the Chaldeans. Yet now you want to go out of your city. It must be you who will first surrender to them. You will surrender to the Chaldeans. So they arrested him.
毫无理由的把他就囚禁起来。
Without any reason, they imprisoned him.
那么他就被囚在那个地方,
so he was shut up there.
那他给囚禁起来的时候,
now when he was in prison,
他就趁着西底家召他进宫问话,
it was through this chance when Zedekiah invited him to the palace to ask him.
他就问王说,
he asked the king,
我究竟犯了什么事情, 你要叫人把我关在那个牢里?
What was my offense that you will imprison me?
那然后他就说,
and then he said,
你不要把我带回那个监牢里了。
Do not let me return to that prison.
但是王敢不敢？
Would the king dare do that?
王不敢。
He did not.
王要释放他。
The king wanted to set him free.
但是又不敢释放他。
Yet dare not to do so.
但是不把他带回那个牢狱里。
But if he did not return to that prison,
西底家王大概可以做得到。
Maybe Zedekiah was able to do that.
但是你要叫他放了耶利米。
But to set Jeremiah free,
那他做，他不敢做。
He dare not do that.
那带回我们再看他怎么不敢做。
Later we can look into that.
但他只好把耶利米留在他的卫兵的那些营舍里。
So he kept Jeremiah into the court of the prison.
就是他的御林军的那个帐幕里。
He kept them where his guards were.
然后每天都给他点粮食。
And gave him food provision daily.
那好了。
Now,
现在来到38章了。
Chapter 38.
那另外一批人。
There's another group of people.
这一批人就是当时在犹大里边掌权的。
Now, this group of people were the group of people in power at that time.
他们就去见那个西底家。
They went to see Zedekiah.
但是耶利米这样说话来扰乱民心。
Now, Jeremiah spoke these words to disturb the people.
也扰乱军心。
And the army.
这个人不能让他活着。
We cannot let him live.
他们就求西底家来把他杀掉。
They asked Zedekiah to put him to death.
但西底家王不敢担这个担子。
Now Zedekiah dare not bear this burden.
但是又不敢违背这些人的要求。
Yet he was afraid to go against these people.
因为这一批人都是当时的犹大的首领。
Because this group of people were the leaders of Judah at that time.
西底家王要靠着他们来维持着他的统治权。
It was Zedekiah who relied on them to stay in power.
所以当这些人来要求要杀掉耶利米的时候。
So when these people came to request that Jeremiah will be put to death.
他就讲了那么一些话。
He said these words.
那些人要求王杀掉耶利米。
They asked the king to put Jeremiah to death.
那但是王怎么说呢？
What did the king say?
我们留意当时王怎么说。
We can see what the king reply was.
那是王啊就这样说了。
That's what he said.
看第十四章以后的事。
We can look after verse 14.
那西底家王打发人带领先知耶利米进耶和华殿中的第三门里见王。王就对耶利米说，我要问你一件事，你丝毫不可向我隐瞒。耶利米对西底家说，我若告诉你，你岂不定要杀我吗？我曾劝诫你，你必不听从我。西底家王就私下向耶利米说，我指着那造我们生命之永生的耶和华起誓，我必不杀你，也不将你交在寻索你命的人的手中。
Verses 14 through 16。
那么耶利米现在有一个机会了。
Now Jeremiah had this chance.
如果他要得着自由，
If he wanted to gain his freedom,
他只要说人喜欢听的话就可以了。
If he would say the words that are pleasing to man, that would be fine.
但是你看到耶利米没有说那些话。
Yet you can see Jeremiah did not speak those words.
耶利米还是告诉西底家王。
Jeremiah still told Zedekiah,
你出去投降巴比伦人。
Go forth to the Babylonians.
你还照样的做王。
You will still live and be king.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这样的情形的底下，耶利米还是在那里说神的话。
Even under this situation, Jeremiah still spoke the word of God. But we must take note of the response of Zedekiah.
那一些人风闻耶利米去见了西底家。
Now those people heard that Jeremiah went to see Zedekiah.
他们就说这个人就是说一些丧气的话。
This is the person who discouraged us.
他 跟王说了什么?
What did he say to the king?
你不如不要让他再说这一类的话。
Do not let him speak these words anymore.
因为他说这一类的话，把我们的军心都完全的弄散了。
Because when he says these words, it will discourage our army.
你让我们杀掉他好了。
Let us kill him.
弟兄姊妹留意第五节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 5.
西底家王说。
Zedekiah said,
他在你们手中,无论何事,王也不能与你们反对。
Behold, he is in your hand, for the king is not he that can do anything against you.
那他们就拿住耶利米撒在何米俄的儿子玛基亚的牢狱里。
So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Micaiah, the son of Hamelech.
这一个牢是水牢啊。
Now this dungeon had no water.
犹大有很多水牢啊。
Now in Judah, there are many of these dungeons.
我们去以色列的时候，在大祭司院里边也看到这样的一个水牢。When
we went into Israel, we also saw these kind of dungeons in the high priest, these dungeons of Mire.
那时候他们就把耶利米抓来，就放到那个水牢里。
At this time, they put Jeremiah into these dungeons with Mire.
那后来呢，一个有心的人。
Later, one who had a good heart.
就跟西底家王说。
Said to Zedekiah.
这样子啊，耶利米一定要给他们弄死。
When you do this, Jeremiah will be put to death.
你还是要把他救了。 You
must save him.
那西底家王就请人去把耶利米救出来。
Zedekiah then sends a man to save Jeremiah.
这个我们从字句上面看，也就看到那个过程。
When we see from the letter of the word, we can read this.
那到了这样的一个时候，
At this time,
那西底家王又再问耶利米。
Zedekiah asked Jeremiah again,
神有什么话呢？
What did God have to say?
耶利米还是告诉他说，
Jeremiah still told him,
巴比伦人一定要来，
The Babylonians will come.
你一定要给掳，
You will be captured.
除非你投降，
Unless you surrender.
不然的话你全家都要被掳，
Otherwise your whole family will be captured.
西西家王当然不甘心被掳。
Of course Zedekiah did not want to be captured.
但是他又没有办法 控制得住他手下的那些军长。
Yet he could not control the generals under him.
你从上面你就看到。
We can read that.
军长们要求他做的事，他说我不敢跟你们反对。
When the generals requested of him, he dared not go against them.
但是你看到西底家心里边呢？
But you can see in the heart of Zedekiah,
他不想杀耶利米。
He did not want to kill Jeremiah.
他也愿意 神给他祝福。
He was willing for God to bless him.
但是问题在这里。
Now that is the issue.
你要得着这样的属灵上的好处。
If you want to gain this spiritual goodness,
你必须要悔改， 站回神的那一边。
You must repent and stand once again on God's side.
你又不甘心站回神的那一边。
You're not willing to stand on God's side.
却又要神的祝福显明在当中。
Yet you also want the blessing of God to be manifested.
这个是不可能的。
That is impossible.
尤其是当神已经一而再再而三地宣告了 这个被掳的事情。
Especially God has repeatedly mentioned about this matter of the captivity.
神不可能随意改变他的心思的。
God cannot just casually change his heart.
如果他 西底家王要脱离那一种光景，他只有一条路可以走。
If Zedekiah wanted to be delivered from that condition, he only had one way.
那就是按照神的吩咐去投降以色巴比伦人。
That is according to the command of God, surrender to the Babylonians.
但是他也不敢。
Yet he dare not.
他说我怕那些人羞辱我。
I'm afraid of those who will mock me.
他宁愿将来真的是被掳。也不甘心去投降。
He would rather be in captivity than to surrender.
好了。
Now.
那我们现在要来注意了。
We take note of this.
刚才我请弟兄姊妹们你留意，在约雅敬的那一个时候。
I ask brothers and sisters to pay attention during the time of Jehoiakim.
那约雅敬他是有权柄的。
Jehoiakim had the authority.
他底下的人劝他要悔改，要回转。
Those under him encouraged him to repent and return.
他说不。
He said no.
我就不要听神的话。
I will not hear the word of God.
那这是当时约雅敬的时候的情形。
That is the condition during the time of Jehoiakim.
那现在到了西底家的时候。
Now during the time
of Zedekiah. 你看见那个情形翻过来了。
You can see the situation has turned around.
西底家虽然不是一个什么好的王。
Zedekiah was not a very good king.
但是他在神面前还不敢完全的放肆。
Yet he dare not completely do as he wanted before God.
他还留着一点点向神敬畏的心。
He still had a little bit of his heart that feared God.
但是可惜这一点点向神有敬畏的心起不了作用。
Yet this very bit of heart that he has toward God to fear God had no function.
因为在眼见的环境的里头。
Because in the physical sense.
他看见。他必须要依靠他手下的那些首领。
He saw that he must rely on those under him.
那些军长。
And those generals.
如果他与他们不一样的话。
If he was against them.
那些军长们可以废掉他。
The generals can just do away with him.
可以把他干掉。
And kill him.
那这样他这样一想。
When he thought about that.
他就没有勇气了。
He did not have the courage.
他虽然知道。
He knew.
神的惩治要来了。
The punishment of God has come.
他也盼望神给他再有一个机会。
He also hoped that God will give him another chance.
所以就是他一而再的把耶利米邀请过来。
So he continued to invite Jeremiah.
为什么呢？
Why?
第一要听听神有没有新鲜的话。
First, he wants to hear from God if there are any
fresh
words.
把心意改变了，那就是很好嘛。
Now, if God will just change his mind, that will be great.
第二方面呢？
On the second hand,
让耶利米也为着百姓来祷告。
He wanted Jeremiah to pray for the people.
也许神听他祷告，就免去了我们许多的那个难处。
Perhaps God will listen to the prayer of Jeremiah so that all difficulty.Will be avoided.
那这是西底家心思里面的所存的那种光景。
Now this is the condition that is in the heart of Zedekiah.
但是我们要注意的。
What we need to pay attention to.
如果西底家这样的一个心思放在约雅敬的日子呢？
If this heart of Zedekiah was placed during the days of Jehoiakim.
也许约雅敬会悔改。
Perhaps Jehoiakim will repent.
也许约雅敬会回转回到。到神的面前去。
Perhaps Jehoiakim will return before God.
但是很可惜的。
Unfortunately,
约雅敬没有这一份心情。
Jehoiakim did not have such a desire.
他就是要与神搞对头。
He wanted just to oppose God.
他就是要与神对抗。
He wanted to resist God.
他根本就不要在神面前降服下来。
He did not want to submit before God.
虽然他底下也有一些的领袖们他们心还是敬畏神。
Even though there were a few leaders under him whose heart was still fearing God.
但是他自己不要神。
Yet he himself did not want God.
那些首领也没有太大的作为。
The leaders did not have much function at all.
但是我们看到一个光景。
But we see one condition.
在那一个时候。
During that time.
犹大还是有人愿意回转到神那里去。
Judah still had individuals who were willing to return to God.
虽然我们从以西结书上面读过来的时候。
Even though when we read through Ezekiel.
我们会发觉。
We'll discover.
临近犹大被掳的那十几二十年。
Close to the 10-20 years before the captivity.
整个犹大拜偶像成为主流啊。
It was the mainstream of Judah to worship the idols.
能保守自己不沾染偶像的很少很少。
It was very rare and few for those who were able to keep themselves undefiled, not worshiping idols.
如果说有胆量能在那样的抵挡神的环境的里面站在神的那一边的呢，就几乎是没有。
You can pretty much say it was next to none who was willing in those situations when all the opposition was against God to stand on God's side.
所以以西结书那里，神就告诉以西结说。
So in Ezekiel, God told Ezekiel.
他说，如果我在犹大国中省能找到一个人，他是为了堵塞这一个犹大灭亡的破口，而在神面前有所求有所求啊，有所要啊，我也会忍多忍耐一下。
So God said to Ezekiel, if I can only find one who would be willing to stand in the gap, I will have some patience.
但是我寻找一个都找不到。
But I have searched and found none.
那这就是当时被掳的时候的那个一般的光景。
Now that is the general condition during their captivity.
现在我的问题就在这里。
Now that is my question.
在约雅敬的日子，就是十几二十年前。
During the days of Jehoiakim, which is about 20 years ago.
还有相当部分的人敬畏神。
There are still a group of people fearing God.
虽然大部分人都不敬畏神。
Even though a majority did not fear God.
但是还是有一部分中间分子，他们还是敬畏神。
Yet there was still a group of mid-level people who still fear God.
应该不是。Meet people 应该是一些应该是很坚守主还 keep God's testimony.
There was still a group of people who kept God's testimony.
但是为什么到了西底家的日子？
Why is it then during the days of Zedekiah?
这些人都不见了。
Where did these people go?
都没有这样的人了。
Where did these people go? They're none existed.
这十几二十年为什么会成为这样的一个样子？
Why would it be in these 20 years that this situation would come about? Brothers and sisters.
有一个很严肃的事情在这里要我们去注意。
There's a very serious problem here that we have to take note of.
我想圣灵用着耶利米记下这一段的事实啊。
I think as the Holy Spirit uses Jeremiah to record these events.
不是单单叫我们去注意那个历史的事实是怎样发展。
It is not only for us to take note of how the history develops.
是要我们去领会为什么事情会产生这样的变化。
It is for us to understand and know why it changed in this way.
那我们不能不注意。
We must take note then.
那当然那个祸首就是约雅敬王。
Of course, the culprit is Jehoiakim.
他带头不尊重神的话。
He was the leader who did not let the people not to honor the word of God, did not pay any attention to the word of God.
那这样的一种心思
This, such a heart,
就影响着犹大的百姓。
Influences the people of Judah.
我不知道。当时还站在神一边还体贴神心意的那一批文士啊，到了西底家王做王的时候，他们是死掉了呢，还是的衰残到了不会说话了呢？
I don't know for the group of scribes who are still fearing God and mindful of God's heart during the days of Zedekiah if they have died or so old that they were not able to stand on God's side.
但是无论如何你们也再听见这些声音了。
Regardless, you do not hear those voices anymore.
在王的周围
those who surround the king
都是说
they all said
杀掉耶利米
kill Jeremiah
不要管他
do not pay any attention
但是偏偏在这一个时候的西底家
yet it was during that time for Zedekiah
虽然他不是一个真正要寻求神的人。
Even though he was not one who truly wanted to seek after God. 但是
心的深处啊，还是有着一个意思，我不能背逆神啊。
But deep in his heart, he still had this thought that he cannot rebel against God.
但是等到他一回到眼见的环境里。
Yeah, when he returned once again to what he saw.
他心里面呢，一点点这个心意。要抬不起头来。
The very little bit of heart that he had was not able to do anything.
用他自己的话来说。
Using his own words.
我怎么敢和你们反对的？
How dare I go against you?
你们喜欢怎样就怎样。
You can do whatever you want.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个是坐在王位上的人。
This is one who was on the throne.
但是他没有王的权柄。
He did not have the authority of a king.
他是给人摆布的。
He was one who was manipulated.
他是跟着人的来走的。
He was following man.
约雅敬是坐在王位上。
Jehoiakim was on the throne.
啊。但是他确实会用他的权柄的。
He had authority, he exercised it.
啊，正因为他把他的权柄用在那个不准确的那个方向上。
But he used it in the wrong direction.
那结果就在犹大人的心思的里面产生了这样的堕落。
The result is that the people fell.
十至二十年后。
After about 20 years.
整个犹大的百姓都拒绝神。
All the people of Judah rejected God.
都自以为是。
They all thought they were right.
都觉得我们所看的是准确。
They all felt what they thought was right was correct.
而我们所要做的是对的。
What we want to do is correct.
但是哪里晓得。
Unbeknownst to them.
全都是离弃了神。
They all forsook God.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意了。
Brothers and sisters, we take note.
如果我这个体会没有错的话。
If I understand correctly.
我们不能不注意。
We must take note.
造成犹大这样的堕落的。
What created the fall of Judah?
一个最厉害最厉害的那个原因。
A very, very basic and great reason.
乃是上层的人先堕落了。
It is first those in the high level first fell.
上层的人放弃了持守神的话。
It is those on the high level who forsook holding fast the word of God. 上
层的人没有把真理的原则来坚守。
The upper level did not hold fast to the principles of truth.
他们只是看见眼前的情形。
They only saw what was before their eyes.
哎呀，犹大没有前途了。
Judah had no more future.
但怎么可以叫犹大有前途呢？
What can we do to have Judah have a future?
不能负我们的责任。
If the Lord God will not bear our responsibility,
我们就寻求外邦神去。
Let us seek the heathen gods.
糟糕了，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, that is woe.
在最紧张的那一刻的里边走错了路。
It was at the most crucial point they went on the wrong way.
弟兄姊妹，如果他们当时会回想。
Brothers and sisters, if they would just recall,
从我们的祖宗开始,
from our fathers,
一直到现在,
even until today,
神没有改变他的心思,
God did not change his heart.
他一直告诉我们,
he continues to tell us,
如果我们谨守遵行他的话,
if we will hold fast to his word,
他就负责就我们在这里平平安安,
he will be responsible for us to draw the land in peace.
是神负我们的责任,
God will bear our responsibility.
不是我们自己负我们自己的责任,
we are not the ones responsible for ourselves.
我们自己如果要负责任,
if we are responsible for ourselves,
只是负那样的一个责任,
we only have one responsibility.
谨守遵行神的话。
That is to keep and walk in the word of God.
那我们谨守遵行神的话。
Now we walk and obey the word of God.
那其他的事情是神负责。
All the rest will be taken up by God.
但是人的愚昧常常在紧张的时刻里头给眼见的事物遮盖到一个地步。再也想不起神的手来了。
But many a times it is at those most crucial times when man is surrounded by the visible matters that they are covered, they cannot see the working hand of God.
但是造成这样的一种情形的。
And it will bring about that situation.
乃是那些做首领的人，他们先放弃了地位。
Which is first, those are our leaders have given up their position.
从王开始。
Starting with the king.
到大臣。
To the high officials,
以后到那些军长,
and then to the generals, to the leaders,
然后到全国的百姓,
to all the people of the land.
他们都不要听神的话,
they did not want to hearken unto the voice of God, brothers and sisters.
不肯听神的话,
if you do not hearken unto God,
那个结果就是,
the result is,
巴比伦人的攻击就按照神所宣告的显明在哪里。
The attack of the Babylonians according to God's prophecy will appear.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
耶利米没有在这一点上放弃。
Jeremiah did not forsake on this point.
虽然他为了说出 神所要说的话，他受了许多的难处。
Even though he suffered much hardship for speaking the word of God,
他给人误会。
He was misunderstood.
给人对付。
He was dealt with.
甚至给人杀掉。
He was going to be killed.
但是他仍然站在神那里。
Yet he still stood on God's side.
是。历史的事实显明。
The history shows us.
只有站在神那一边的人，他们所表达的才是对的。
It is those who stand on God's side, what they manifest is right.
所有不站在神那一边的人，他们当时所说的话也许很有道理。
All those who do not stand on God's side, even though their words at the time seem very reasonable,
好像也能解决一点问题。
It seems like it can solve the problem.
但是事实上，
But the fact is,
神重用着历史的结果来指出他们错了。
God uses the fact in history to point out that they are wrong.
那他们把神的百姓完全的带歪了。
They have completely led astray the people of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看耶利米的那个事情，看到这一个地方。
Brothers and sisters, we'll look into the matter of Jeremiah up to this point.
我们留意到一件事。
We take note of one thing.
从前的人怎么看重眼见的事物过于神自己的话。
How the people of the past put more weight on the visible matters than the word of God.
历史历代以来，那些称为神名下的人就一直犯同样的毛病，犯到今天。
Throughout the ages, all those who are so called under the name of God until today have erred in the same way.
我们不得不承认，
we must confess.
如果不是神怜悯我们，
if it is not by the mercy of God,
我们也同样的在这个路上继续的往前行。
Likewise, we will go on the same path.
我们只要眼见的事物对，就不管神的目的。
As long as what is visible seems right, we can care less about the
purpose of God. 在人来看，这个是对。
According to man, that seems right.
但是在神的工作的里边，这个不能夺取我们的心思。
But in the work of God, this cannot captivate our hearts away.
我们只能有一个选择。
We can only have one choice.
那是永远把我们自己放在神的话语的光中来固定我们跟随的方向。
That is, we must forever put ourselves steadfastly upon the word of God to secure our direction.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
耶利米虽然是经过许多的艰难。
Even though Jeremiah went through many difficulties, 神的
话在他身上是对的。
But the word of God is correct.
神说，我保守你，不叫你受伤。
God said, I will keep you so you will not be harmed.
我也不让你见杀。
So that you will not be slain.
你会平平安安。
You will be in peace.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话是可靠的。
The word of God is trustworthy.
主的话可信的。
The word of God is trustworthy.
对团体来说是这样。
It is like that corporately.
对个人来说也是这样。
Individually, it is the same.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到耶利米。
When we see Jeremiah,
在当时那样恶劣的环境的里边，
even under those dire situations,
他依然站在神的那一边。
He still stood on God's side.
我们实在需要主给我们有这样的一个看见。
Indeed, we must allow have the Lord show us this vision.
我们服侍主，我们必须是在这样的光景里头来行走在神话语的光中。
When we serve the Lord, we must walk in the light of His word.
我想我们今天晚上交通就到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here today.
我们巴不得耶利米的经历，神跟耶利米说的话，耶利米当代的历史的表达出来的一些属灵的原则，今天仍然在指导我们怎么去跟随神。
May the experiences of Jeremiah, the words spoken to Jeremiah from God, and those principles still continue to direct us and guide us today.